This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Highs for the year for crude oil today, $50.36 a barrel at the close in New York for the West Texas Intermediate variety. And yes, it could and quite possibly will drop tomorrow because that's what commodity prices do. They move. But the basic premise that oil is at relative lows still does hold. In the past 16 months or so, oil and gas companies in Texas have laid off more than 80,000 workers. From San Antonio, Brenda Salinas reports that some of them have found work in solar.
David Webster has been managing this noisy solar panel warehouse since February of last year.
No, actually, it's a lot louder on a rig than it is in here. A lot louder on a rig. I spent 10 years doing that, and I loved it, but I like this a lot more.
Webster was in charge of shipping oil out of rigs all over the world. Now he manages 50 people at Mission Solar in San Antonio. He makes sure that the solar panels, he calls them modules, are ready to go, packaged, and distributed to customers across the U.S.
In some aspects, learning about the different types of modules, learning how the whole process works, yeah, that was a learning curve. The warehouse portion of it and managing people, not so much.
And there's something else that's different about his new job, the money.
Over a year's period of time, it's about half.
Maria La Cruz is a hiring manager at OCI Power, which manages 5 solar farms. She says that 50% pay cut is pretty typical for people transitioning from oil and gas to solar.
Not to say that we don't pay well or anything like that, but definitely we know that there is a pay differential for those employees.
An entry-level job in solar pays about $50,000 a year. At the peak of the oil boom, rig hands could be making upwards of 6 figures. But warehouse manager David Webster says it was a hard life. 28 days on the rig, 28 days off, plus the recent uncertainty in the oil market.
The stress of not knowing if you were going to get laid off, that was worse. I don't have any stress here.
It's certainly attracting people from traditional energy. When Maria La Cruz posts an opening for a solar technician, for example, she gets about 100 candidates, of which 25% come from oil and gas. Her challenge is to weed out those who will leave once oil prices go up again.
You can generally tell that they are trying to make a different transition, that they maybe are tired of the ups and the downs. And there are some that will actually candidly tell you, well, I'm only looking for something until the market changes. And you're like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, they don't get the job. The Solar Foundation says Texas will add 900 solar jobs this year. That's about 1% of the people who recently got pink slips in oil and gas. John Tintera is with the Texas Alliance of Energy Producers. He says there's no way this new industry can absorb all those displaced workers.
We simply are not seeing solar having that level of employment. If solar continues to grow, then I would think that at least a 20% coverage would be something that would not surprise me if I saw that figure in the future.
But for now, hiring manager Maria La Cruz says getting a job in solar energy is more competitive than ever. She does have one bit of advice for oil and gas workers wanting to make the transition. Don't pretend to be a tree hugger and all about renewable energy after a whole career on the oil field.
After you've done that for 20 years, it's kind of hard to really say, can I really take that with a grain of salt or not?
Cruz hopes that the people she hired this year will stay on board, even when oil prices go back up. In San Antonio, I'm Brenda Salinas for Marketplace.